Just place ourselves in God's loving presence. Heavenly Father, send your Holy Spirit to fill us with your love. We'll pray with Psalm 149, which is the third psalm for morning prayer. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. We are in the presence of the King. It's such a relief to be in the presence of one who is all-powerful and all-knowing. One who knows all the details of our lives, and one who protects us and guides us. We are in the presence of the King. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Zion is another name for Mary. We are Mary's sons and daughters, and we have a King who is her son. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. We can be grateful that even though we don't know what's happening in our lives, somebody does. Jesus knows. We have a King who is providing for us and caring for us. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being a King over us, caring for our needs. You see all of the loose ends in our lives. You see all the trials and difficulties. You see all the petitions that we have that weigh heavy on our hearts. And you care. And you have a plan that is good. A plan that has a good ending. A good plan for our lives. Help us to trust in you. Help us to trust in you. Jesus, we trust in you. Sing a new song to the Lord. Lord, give us a new song this weekend. Give us a new song in this time of retreat, in this new day. Give us a new song. Sometimes we have sung that song of lament and complaint too many times. Give us a new song today, a new direction, a new hope, a new reason to trust you and to follow you. Give us a new song today. Help us to sing that new song from our hearts. His praise in the assembly of the faithful, as we are gathered together with our faithful brothers and sisters. We sing that new song to you, the one that you give us, to lift up our hearts in a new way, to lift up our hearts from all that weighs us down in sorrow and struggle, to lift up our hearts to be close to you. Let a new song, a song of joy, a song of hope, a song of love, begin to rise up again in our hearts. Maybe it brings us to a song that you gave us in the past, on some beautiful experience in our lives. Maybe it is a song that we have never heard before, but a song that you place in our hearts this weekend to sing to you, a song that we will not soon forget. You are full of new songs, Lord. New music, new joy, new life. Allow that life and joy to fill us. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand. For the Lord takes delight in his people. Lord, you are so delighted in us, delighted that we are here, delighted that we have set this time aside for you. You delight in all the little details of our lives, the movements of our hearts. You delight in each moment of attention that we give you. You delight in us. Sometimes we don't feel delighted in by other people, but you delight in us. The Lord delights in his people. Help us feel your delight in us, Lord. That you look on us with pure love, not with demands and expectations, but with pure love, simply delighted in who we are, not concerned about what we will achieve or what we have done, but simply delighted in who we are, even as you looked on your own Son and said, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Help us to feel your gaze upon us, the gaze of a father, the gaze of a lover, the gaze of one who delights in his beloved, in his children. Help us to feel your delightful gaze. He crowns the poor with salvation. You see our poverty, Lord. Each one of us, although we try to live from our strengths and focus on our strengths, each one of us has places in our hearts that are so poor, so weak, so frail, that we have to hide so much of the time. But you crown the poor with salvation. You touch those poor places in our hearts, and you make them sing. You give us the joy of being loved in places where we feel so unlovable. You give us the joy of mercy, touching our misery with your loving care. Help us to experience your love for our poverty. Give us the courage to be transparent with you and to open those poor and weak places in our hearts to you, to experience your love and your goodness. Let's stand and pray together the doxology. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And the response is, may God's Holy Mother intercede for us. Today we celebrate the beginning of our salvation when the coming of the Lord was announced by the angel. Let us pray with joy in our hearts, saying, may God's Holy Mother intercede for us. Mary received God's word with joy. May joy fill our hearts as we welcome our Savior. May God's Holy Mother intercede for us. You looked with love on your lowly servant. In your mercy, Lord, remember us and all your children. May God's Holy Mother intercede for us. Mary, the new Eve, was obedient to your word. May we echo her loving obedience. May God's Holy Mother intercede for us. May God's Holy Mother help us, help all in distress, encourage the faint-hearted, console the sorrowful. May she pray for your holy people, for the clergy, and for all women dedicated to your service. May God's Holy Mother intercede for us. Let us join all these prayers with our own as we pray in the words our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who willed that your word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to become partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.